Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Button reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Button scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Williams reaches second base with a double. Runnels goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tom Sturtevant now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Sullivan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturtevant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. House reaches second base with a double. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. DeMaestri reaches second base with a double. House scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herzog moves to third. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herzog tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Smith reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Lump goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Frank Bauman now pitching. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Bauman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. There goes Malzone. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturdivant hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Button is hit by the pitch. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone pinch hits for Preston Ward. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Button fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Boone now playing first base. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. DeMaestri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Sturdivant covering, for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Button moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams is hit by the pitch. Button moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Murray Wall now pitching. Tom Sturdivant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdivant is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturdivant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wall fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wall. Herzog moves to third. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herzog scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Athletics. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from White and he is safe. Williams steals second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Murray Wall. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh takes first base on ball 4. Rip Coleman now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Button hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keogh moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby pinch runs for Ted Williams. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.